Fellow Freedom fans, here on the Eagle 104.3 FM, we've got some exciting things that are going on. There's people that are proposing some legislation. It's out early. It's actually listed on the internet. So those of you in Florida and around the country who are listening online currently, and eventually in future, we're going to be having affiliates around the country and other broadcast areas. So whoever, it just doesn't matter where you're from, what's being proposed to the Florida legislature right now is some significantly exciting things. I'm David Allen Carmichael. I am broadcasting Legal 104.3 FM as our home base, our fundamental home station. We're excited about those guys getting us a start there, and it's really been exciting. But we're going to focus on some Florida laws right now. And, okay, as I was going to say, our number here is 888-850-1872. That's 850-1872. Yes, toll free, 888-850-1872. There's something that's been proposed, and Tuesday I'm going to have an interview from a gentleman who's been involved in getting some legislation in the works. What you need to do if you don't like something that's happening and you think there's something that needs to be fixed, what you have to do is have one of your legislators sponsor a bill. And there's a bill, and it goes to Capitol Hill, et cetera. And in fact, our previous host was playing that from Schoolhouse Rock, and that was kind of exciting. But let's go ahead and read something that's coming up. We've got some guys that are proposing a constitutional convention, and I'm going to raise it on Tuesday with the gentleman I'll be interviewing. Scary, folks. I wonder if they've been reading the Constitution. I wonder if they've been reading the Constitution. We'll see based on what this thing goes. But this is important to you. There's another bill. It says a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Regulation of Firearms, creating the Florida Firearms Freedom Act, providing that specified firearms, firearm accessories, and ammunition for personal use manufactured in the state are not subject to federal law or regulation. This is actually going to be, I think, an important bill. And I will tell you, I personally do not have, as one of our other hosts said today, doesn't belong to a party. He's not partisan. It does me no good for Florida to enact or not enact what I'm proposing here. I've been invited to broadcast, or firstly in Florida, ultimately throughout the nation and throughout the world by way of internet, these issues of the day, but I'm not from Florida. I'm actually doing this outside of Florida. And you'll say, well, what are you, where's your interest? No, my interest is, it's actually helping me to be objective, because I'm looking at it and I can say, well, it's almost like consultation. Is you can get my opinion on what I think is a healthy way to look at things. And I don't have anybody that I'm trying to persuade in Florida. I don't have somebody of political power that I'm supposed to buddy up to and try to say the right things because I don't want to alienate their affection. So I'm trying to approach these things as a duty of religion, serving my neighbor, as I've been mandated to do by Almighty God. That's what I'm doing. You ever see, what was those guys? It was the guys from Detroit, the Blues Brothers. We're on a mission from God. Okay, that's essentially what it is. So there's a bill it's called a House Bill 21. And I've looked this over, and as I understand it, it is a bill that has been extrapolated. It's been copied and pasted from another state and probably Montana, where this has passed successfully. The other thing we're going to be talking about is this proposal for a constitutional convention to do term limits on Congress members, term limits on Congress. It's not the term limits issue that I think is scary. What's happened, I think the bill itself is scary. We'll be explaining that to you, because a lot of times you say, well, okay, you get caught up in the emotion of whether you want to go one way or the other without really looking at the fundamental principle of the mechanism to see whether it's right or wrong, constitutional, biblical, whatever. So House Bill 21, if you want to give us a call about this, it's 888-850-1872. It's an act relating to regulation of firearms. And what it is, just in summary, if I've said something about New York versus the United States and Prince versus United States, and we interviewed Sheriff Mac because it was Prince and Mac versus the United States, where the Brady Bill was trying to impose upon the government, state government, the sheriffs of the states, a particular ministerial duty that was being driven by a federal law. So it was, in fact, a federal law directing something in the jurisdiction of the state. And Sheriff Mack and another Sheriff Prince from Montana, Sheriff Mack was from Arizona. They said, wait a minute, I've got an oath to the Constitution. And because I did it, I went out and read it. And because I read it, I realized you can't tell me to do this Brady Bill. Not only can you not tell me, I'm bound and obligated to not obey it because it isn't law. If it's unlawful, it isn't law, and I would be practicing an unlawful act if I implement it. Well, that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court agreed with them. So here it is where there's federal government is regulating everything on the planet, and people are going to jail depending on the whims of the person who's trying to push a certain, a certain region. The federal government is actually enforcing things differently in different regions. And it depends on the court system in that region, because it's almost like a regional governments, even not states and federal, but it's come to the point where it becomes regional. And that becomes extremely arbitrary, ambiguous, and also capricious and danger us and all the other us's. Our number here is 888-850-1872. It says that basically they want to pass a statute in Florida that says anything made in Florida is not subject to federal regulation under interstate commerce. As soon as it crosses interstate lines, and so if you have a gun that you pass to somebody in Georgia or something like that, suddenly it becomes under federal regulation. Now, you may not be able to charge sales tax on it or something like that, and I guess that's why you can't charge sales tax. So it does, once it becomes interstate commerce, it falls out of, it at least gets concurrent jurisdiction. There's certain things that'll be under the jurisdiction of Florida, certain things that'll be under the jurisdiction of the other state where somebody is being transferred to or something like that. But overall, you're going to have some federal regulations that'll kick in. Okay, so it says that it's also going to require that firearms manufactured and sold in the state in Florida bear an indicia of manufacture by a specified date, providing an effective date. Now, that's interesting. So Florida Firearms Freedom Act, it goes into, and again, this is House Bill 21. I wonder what you think. It's 888-850-1872. What do you think the ramifications will be? I don't know. You know, is this sort of like secession? Is this the next best thing to secession, is you actually write laws and claim to yourself and Congress and everybody on the planet that you finally figured out what it is that the Constitution was supposed to say with regard to the state boundaries of jurisdiction and the federal United States frame of government boundaries? So it goes through here, and I'll just read it because it's semi-inspirational. Legislative findings. The 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution guarantees to the states and their citizens all powers not granted to the federal government or elsewhere in the Constitution, reserves to the state of Florida and its citizens certain powers as they were understood at the time Florida was admitted to statehood in 1845. The guarantee of those powers is a matter of contract between the state of Florida and the citizens thereof in the United States as of the time that the compact with the United States was agreed upon and adopted by Florida and the United States in 1845. You know that, you ever go to an English class and they talk to you about run-on sentences? What is it with legal stuff that the sentences like take forever to read? In fact, you lose your train of thought. It gets kind of scary. Hey, if you're going to write a book, they tell you, oh man, just and, but, you know, it just gets kind of long. You can connect things that way. So we're going to try to avoid that. But, so I think, if they're going to edit something, hey, put a few periods in there and shorten that thing down so it makes sense. Okay, then it goes on to say the regulation of intrastate commerce by the 9th Amendment of the Constitution guarantees rights not granted in the Constitution and reserved to the state of Florida its citizens certain rights as they were understood at the time Florida came into its state being. The regulation of interstate commerce is vested in the states under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment to the United States Constitution, particularly if not expressly preempted by federal law. Now, I've killed so many brain cells to these folks. You are listening to Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. Why this matters to you, this is this issue of preemption. What you're seeing, and you don't know it, but there's an undercurrent, there's things that are happening around the country where people's rights are being violated. In fact, their very lives are being oppressed and damaged en masse. And when somebody goes to a federal court, the federal court says, oh, the states can do that. That's a state job. And they say, but the state's not doing it. I need your protection. Well, that's their job. They can do it. And then they go to a state court and they say, hey, you're misconstruing this administrative little process here, and you're using it as an excuse to ruin my life, to ruin my children's lives, and you're being mean to me and oppressing me and cutting me off from survival and all kinds. You don't realize this is happening, but just like some of the stories we've heard recently, you think, is that stuff really happening? There's stuff that's really happening. And the state will go into court and argue in their defense, oh, court, we're preempted by federal law. There's this administrative thing with this federal program, and we're happen to spend this money that's tied to that federal program. Because we're tied to the federal program, that little administrative thing that's making us oppress these people is something that we can't give them protection under the Florida Constitution from our oppression, because we're preempted by federal law. That stuff's really, really, really happening. And so what happens is the little guy, he can't find a lawyer who will fight that, because lawyers are having trouble fighting. They can even argue the truth and a court will ignore it, knowing that they're ignoring it. And when you lose your case, because it's a civil case, the appeals court doesn't necessarily have to hear it. So it's kind of like when they were talking about in the Declaration of Independence that people would tolerate wrongs up to a point. What we're seeing is this kind of a natural occurrence of government that the founders understood, that they would begin to just intrude upon your life, and that it took a great amount of effort to keep that in check. And that's why they framed the government the way they did, so you wouldn't have to work so hard to maintain your freedom. Now, so I would say the most in our listening audience are generally living a quiet, complacent life. But I will tell you, people are beginning to be alarmed. People who are 70 years old and older are extremely alarmed, because they're speaking, in fact, they're speaking with the majority against some of the things that are going on. We come back from the break, we'll be talking about what people think about some of those things that are going on. What are the majority say? It doesn't matter what the majority says, folks. There's another plan going on, and it doesn't appear to me to be for anybody's real, true benefit, as far as you see what the purpose of government is, and looking back at the history of mankind, as well as the history of this country. So our number here is 888-850-1872. You're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. And again, there's going to be times that this is possibly rebroadcast under another broadcast area, but this is our home base, the great, thrill-seeking, courageous Eagle 104.3 FM. And so we're talking about right here is this House Bill 21. What do you think about House Bill 21? You think the states ought to be really very carefully making statutes that tell both itself and the federal government how they're going to operate in some of these very important areas? I think so. I think so. We've seen about just over 100 years of intrusions, and what the term the founders use, usurpations, where one guy's doing the job that's really the other guy's job. So, hey, again, check us out on our website. Right now I'm streaming live video. Yesterday we had some audio problems on faithfreedoms.org, but today those audio problems are fixed. And you can go to faithfreedoms.org and see a live video stream. If you pull in your driveway, you've been listening to this radio program, and you're ready to check out.